Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, ang podcast na gawa sa ground pork or beef, shrimp, extenders like carrots, and then nirap sa wonton wrappers. We are your hosts.
I'm Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I am Abel from 10 and 11 Design.
And that recipe is brought to you by Google. By Google search.
Page Google one. Search.
Page one.
Oh, sabi kasi matino yung intro ko ngayon, Kevin. Wala kang tiwala sa akin. Medyo nagre-reklamo ka na eh. Kaya ginaling ako.
Sige, ano. Kudos. Diba? Kaso wala ko narinig na ano eh. Yung sa mga ibang ano. Shomai yan, di ba? May beef shomai. Yung dark.
Yeah, totoo
parang
naman.
Ano, wala akong narinig na beef.
Yung typical lang. Actually, sabi ko nga dapat typically. Pero in the moment, yun na lang. Impromptu eh. So, hindi mo naman plinano yun, di ba?
Sponsored by Google Search.
Okay, Kev. So, kumusta ka naman? Kumusta yung past 2 weeks mo?
Again, ito na lang talaga yung nag-ano sa akin eh. Nag-anchor sa akin na umaandar yung oras. So, this itong podcast na lang talaga. I think sa akin, wala, not much has changed. I think, ano, I guess I'm just waiting for the vaccine kasi at least at this point in time, at the time of recording, ako na lang yung walang, yung hindi vaccinated. So, hopeful I'm hopeful na makakuha ng slot, so maybe sa government or for where I work. So I think I'm just literally just waiting it out na just counting the days when I can get vaccinated.
Naka-schedule ka na ba?
Wala pa naman. So yun, syempre tatry but I'm still hopeful na doon sa company. Kasi syempre, iniisip ko na rin na for at least for the LGU, hayaan ko na yung ibang tao doon. Kasi dito lang din naman ako sa bahay. I really never leave the house. If I do, maybe about once every 3 weeks. Ganun. So, ayun. My highlight for the 2 weeks was yesterday, I jumped to buy, at least I bought online sa Shopee, wireless mechanical keyboard. So, doon na ako papunta. I'm trying to immerse myself with the latest gadgets.
Wala ka nang magawa dyan.
Late bloomer.
But yeah, speaking of the vaccine, I haven't seen the news yet kasi hindi naman ako nagki-keep up, to be honest. Pero as far as I know, papalitan na yata yung Easy Consult for QC. Doon ka ba nag-sign up or did you try to sign up there?
Not yet. Ayoko magpanggap. Not yet. Haven't tried.
Pero there, meron ng A4 before eh. Like the group A4. Pero yun, the problem with that is parang bigla-bigla eh. Tapos hindi, lagi nagkaka-errors. Kaya rin ata nila Finnair. Pero speaking of digital stuff, diba? I think it's very challenging to deploy a system like that. It's not just a technological challenge, diba? Management challenge din, magde-deploy ka for, and considering na mabilis lang yung parang kailan lang naman kinailangan ng vaccine, diba? So, challenging yung mag-deploy ng system agad. Kasi, wala lang, I mentioned kasi ang daming nag-complain about it, pero being on this side of the, parang knowing what goes behind yung curtain na yun, diba? It's easy to say na, bulok yung provider or what. Pero hindi ganun kadaling mag-deploy ng system. Like years. Minsan inaabot. To be honest, medyo impressive na rin na na-deploy nila. And gumana naman siya. Hindi lang like best. Pero,
di ba? Ano. Maganda itsura.
Designer ako. Pero everything could be iterated actually. So I'm not really complaining about the how it looks. And yung UX problems, to be honest. Pero, hirap mag-deploy niyan. Sobrang laking system, di ba? So yeah, scary.
Especially the number of users. Yeah. Agree. Oh. I agree with you.
Diba? I guess it's nice lang to talk about or clear that up kasi, you know, parang mahirap na mag-point ng fingers at kung sino man yung nagpo-provide. So, show a little bit of empathy. Diba? But,
ano yeah. pa yun, no? Uncertain times. But yeah, I mean, I agree. Deploying that kind of, ano, that kind of mobile app with the scale, diba? The scale of the people of Metro Manila, it's definitely a challenge. Wala namang, and adding to your point, there's no product launch that is flawless. Every product launch will always be riddled with bugs and other unforeseen challenges na kahit no matter how much testing they do before it's launched, talagang meron at meron. So yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. So, yun na sa akin. That's the highlight of my 2 weeks. Bumili ako ng mechanical keyboard. So, para next 2 weeks, yun yung update ko. So, that's me. That's me being immersed in the, ano, in the latest gadgets. So, sa'yo, Abel, kamusta naman 2 weeks mo?
Well, actually, nababaliw na ako dun sa sinusulat ko. Like, diba, I mentioned 2 weeks ago na nagre-write ako. Tapos parang for the most part of this week, parang may na-realize ako na mali ata yung sinulat ko, yung like 1/3 niya. And I was like, dadagdagan ko pa ba to? Kasi hindi, feeling ko lang kulang, hindi naman siya mali. Pero pag dadagdagan ko siya, I have to restructure how I wrote it. And then parang yesterday or last night, na-realize ko na, wag na lang, I mean, it's tapos na eh. Like, natapos ko na siya. I got feedback kasi from some of my colleagues and friends about it. And then, sige, pinapasok ko na yung feedback nila or in-improve ko based on their feedback. Okay naman or hindi naman na-mention yung iniisip ko. Pero, wala ang, parang mas nagiging challenging lalo. I feel like, di ba, I mentioned na it's hard nga to, I find it challenging to write. And then, lalo na pag humaba na, because na-realize ko, siguro I've been working on it for almost a month now. And habang tumatagal yung time, mas humihirap eh. Parang ang hirap bumalik dun sa headspace when you started. And then yung ideas mo get influence. And then like, hindi ko pala na, ano to, nalagay to, or what, anong ganun. Or... So, parang minsan feeling ko, shit, am I just wasting time? Parang
hindi naman siguro. But I mean, I don't want to get into much detail, but is it more of the flow of the story? Or is it the structure? Or
hindi naman.
Mga bits and pieces of information na should be there but wala? Or baka vice versa?
Hindi. So, siguro to give you a bit of an idea, I'm talking about methodologies eh. And then, yung first methodology na in-introduce ko in the paper, parang na-realize ko that I should add something to this. Parang ganun. Eh, pagka dinagdag ko yung parang part of a different methodology, parang magiging combination siya, i-restructure ko yung part na yun, yung first third na yun. So, which is excessive. Magiging excessive na siya. It would feel excessive, to be honest. And for the purposes of what I'm writing, yun nga, excessive na siya masyado. So, nag-decide ako na. No, just get it on. Just get it over with, essentially. Because there's still value in it. So, you know, and I mean, there's time to work on it pa next time. And I want to launch publish it na. Yeah, anyway. So, yun lang. Parang yun lang iniisip ko ngayon. Tapos parang tagal ko pa. Pero, yeah, but,
sana para at least I can get a glimpse before it gets published. Para yung, yeah. The first, is this your first published, I mean sort of like a book or a manual type of thing?
It's more of a guide. Actually, hindi first eh. I've shared one thing sa Facebook page ko or Facebook profile ko last month. 2 months ago, yeah. Pero more of meetings yun. This one kasi more of about product na siya. Pero yeah, I'll share it with you. Actually, we planned, diba? I mean, siguro just a glimpse for our, or a hint for our listeners, diba? We planned to have an episode revolving around it, pero like it takes some a level of preparation for us, and siguro, or I think it would be great when we talk about that. Na i-share ko rin yung link here in the podcast. We'll put a link in the description or in the show notes. What do you call it? Podcast description. Yeah, diba? To para you can access and get a guide, that guide then. But yeah, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So yeah, Abel, sige, let's proceed with the topic for the night. I think this is something fairly new. It was launched last week, right? So for this episode, Abel and I want to talk about Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go into the details, or before we even approach the question, which I think, diba, ang question lang naman namin that we want to answer is, what's new with Windows 11? So before we go into the details, initial thoughts, Abel. Kasi when this news came out, at least for the benefit of our listeners, when this news came out, nung nag-present na sila sa YouTube, yung parang Windows 11 showcase.
Yeah.
Immediately, I messaged Abel, this has to be our episode because I think you have a lot to say about this.
Grabe naman na pressure. Pero, I mean, to be honest, tagal ko lang hindi gumamit ng Windows. Siguro, 4 years na since I've moved to Mac. Yun nga, diba, ginoke na kita pag message ko yung feature niya is hindi na masyadong magbu-blue screen.
Malay mo, totoo talaga yun. Less blue screen, 30%.
Pero, I mean, syempre exciting naman. Like, I wouldn't say na hindi ako mahilig, or I hate Windows. Hindi ko naman hate yung Windows. Siguro lang, kasi for work, I mainly use Mac. When I used to have a gaming PC or working PC na pinapang games ko lang naman mostly, naka-Windows ako syempre, di ba? So, pero the thing with that palaka is Windows 7 yung gamit ko kahit Windows 8 na yung latest. Kasi at the time, it was the most reliable OS from Windows, diba? Like, Windows 8 was really bad. I think anyone who knows Windows would say that. Versus, I guess, compared to Windows Vista. Windows Vista is worse. So, I mean, siguro initial thoughts is yun, same feeling na you don't know if it's gonna be good. Diba? Kasi there are a lot of changes and madaming visual changes dito na I peeked into, which we'll talk about later. Pero sana it's a lot better, I would say. Better than Windows 7 siguro. Kung yun, kasi yun yung basis ko eh. Yep.
Although, I wanna add, I think your skepticism is not misplaced. Kasi diba, napansin na rin naman nato ng consumers na there's this cycle for Windows. Windows 7, Windows XP was good.
Yeah.
Windows Vista was not so good. Yeah. Windows 7 was, I think, dubbed as the best Windows operating system ever. Then Windows 8, not so good reception. Then Windows 10, admittedly, not as high, I guess, as Windows 7. But so-so, right? Yeah. So, medyo nag-uptrend. So, given the pattern, parang, I guess people are hopeful that that Windows 11 might break the pattern already.
Yeah, actually, yun yan, di ba? Parang yung iteration na yun, yung parang titignan mo kung, this is not looking, I mean, based on their history, hindi siya
up down.
Maganda. So
ngayon pababa siya.
Yan nga eh. And I guess very challenging syempre naman yung offering like a really good one. I mean, a really good OS, pero siguro comparing it to how Mac is going, my 4 years so far, I would say this version of the Mac, which is Big Sur, is the worst for me. Like, based on my experience in the past 4 years. Kasi I'm having trouble with Bluetooth, specifically. Bluetooth devices ko nagkaka problem with it. Okay. I don't know why, pero I'm thinking it's partly because of the changes ng chipset, diba? They Mac already has their own chips, so maybe that affected the operating system. But yeah, anyway, enough about Mac. Let's go into Windows 11.
All right, sige. I think I wanna get this out of the way. Sorry, You umalis ka sa Mac, pero mukhang babalik tayo sa Mac. I think the most obvious change in Windows 11 is really the UI. It's really The look and feel, diba? When I first saw it, so here are some of my initial reactions to it. When I first saw it, syempre immediately, okay, it looks like Mac OS. Na everything is centered, it's sleek.
Yeah.
It has this para modern feel, right? As compared to the previous styles of Windows.
Yeah.
Although sa akin ang na-appreciate ko is I still feel there's this signature Windows look, in a sense na kasi Mac, or at least from my experience with Mac OS, say I'm a Windows user through and through, parang laging opaque yung theme from the window to the pop-ups, right? It's always somewhat opaque. Kaya ako nasabing Windows 11 still retain that signature Windows look, it's because I only saw it in, or at least heavily saw it in Vista and Windows 7, yung medyo translucent glassy feel. Right?
Yeah. So, yung design aesthetic nila or visual aesthetic ng operating. No, UI. Sorry. Yeah, actually, that's true.
Yeah. Yun. So, yun yung dalawang initial thoughts ko. Na, I don't know why they chose that design, pattern or that aesthetic feel. Pero it really, talagang okay, it looks like Mac OS. there's no circling around it. It really looks like Mac, especially if you're gonna compare it to the design principles of Windows prior. Yung everything is to the left, right? Everything's to the left or to the side. Pero ngayon everything is front and center. It's cleaner as compared to before. So yun. Mm. So that for me is really the biggest change. That's really obvious. Yun yung pinaka-obvious talaga.
Yeah, actually, yun nga yung first thing I've heard then. But I think the main reason why they're like making things centered is because they're pushing for, I think this is a trend naman with the giants like Mac and Windows, diba? They're starting to come out with their own, or like their lines of tablets, and they want to have a unified operating system across the devices, because in terms of experience, that's going to be a lot better. Sanay ka na every, kahit mag-change ka from tablet to PC to mobile, which is an ideal scenario. Alam mo na, or you expect the same things, you know what will happen. So I think this is, if anything, it's sort of a good direction for Windows, kasi diba, if they use the Surface, same na, the UI doesn't have to change and it feels familiar. And yeah, with the visuals naman, I guess it's more of a trend thing, or kung ano lang yung feel nila. As a UI UX designer, I think late last year or last year, nauso yung glass morphism eh. Which is yung parang glass nga siya.
Glass morphism.
So medyo nagulat ako na, because usually when we see these visual trends, you try to be, or we try to be skeptical about it or parang challenge it. Kasi not every trend makes sense, eh. Diba? Parang it's just a trend. It's not like a revolution, so to speak. Kasi I would say Google's material design is a revolution. Like how the visuals support the functionality of the interface makes sense. Kunwari, things like glass morphism, hindi naman siya necessarily the best usability. Pero based on the screenshots that I see, parang it's more of just a look naman. It's not, I don't think, well, for now, it doesn't look like it's really interfering with the usability yet. Also, there's another one pala na trend. It's new morphism. Parang yung aesthetics niya is yung buttons is parang mga embossed na stone or embossed na stone carvings. Parang ganyan yung dating niya eh. And nagiging trend siya from Dribbble. Pero kine-criticize din siya ng UX community kasi hindi naman daw usable. Hindi mo makita ng maayos yung elements. You can't identify properly. So yun yung mga concerns with UI and UI visual changes or UI changes. But it looks good actually. It feels very clean and new, I would say. And if anything, I think it looks so far. Eh? It looks like it's trying to focus on the content more. Especially yun nga, diba, they're trying to make a unified experience across devices. So if, kasi I think very challenging yung interaction with tablets, eh. Yung how we use tablets. Kasi laptops and desktops, medyo sanay na tayo, diba? Or when you're designing a user interface, you have to think of how the user will interact. Kunyari, nakaupo ba siya? Is he using it under bright sunlight? Those kinds of stuff. So, kunyari, laptop UI or desktop, madali lang naman eh. I mean, it's usually sitting down on a desk. With a tablet, kasi iba-iba eh. Like, it could be the person is using it on a couch, nagre-relax, right. Diba? Things like that. Especially if... Oh, yun. Nasa CR. Diba? That's 3 hours ka nang nasa CR. Hindi mo na-feel yung legs mo.
Nag-browse ng Reddit. Anyway, sorry.
Pero, yeah, totoo naman yun, diba? Actually, it's a good insight niya eh. Diba? Kasi totoo yun eh. So, na-affect din nung mga yun yung how the UI will be designed. And I think with this nga, looking like a tablet, or like dedicated towards that, this is, I would say, as for me, it's just my opinion, it's a step towards the right direction. And ginaya nila yung Mac, so de, joke lang.
Well, I think, I think your opinion, I think everyone would have that opinion, right? That, okay, yeah, they're copying Mac. To add yung sa point mo about the unification of the gadgets, I think that's also one of their value propositions for this new operating system. I think this is their best attempt yet. Kasi their first attempt was way back in, I believe 2013 when Windows 8 was launched. Ito yung dawn ng touchscreen laptops. Right? Yeah. It yung mga two-in-one laptops. And I'll just say it. I think they failed in transitioning people from desktops to those kinds of devices, two-in-ones or tablets. I think so Windows 10, they no longer attempted to add anything fancy in terms of tablets for Windows. If any, I think this is their best attempt, you're right. Kasi I think for this time, ngayon din mas madaming Windows tablets or at least laptops that you can turn into tablets, mga 2-in-1s or laptops that has touch screens, not unlike before it yung mga big brands lang talaga yung ano, yung may tablets. And I think ano rin eh, it's really hard to tie Windows ecosystem in terms of devices, kasi if you say Microsoft Windows, you don't think phone, you don't think of a tablet eh. You just think of a laptop or a desktop, right? Yeah. Not unlike Mac. When you say Mac, syempre the first thought is a laptop, but then again may isip mo kagad yung iPhone and the tablet because of that that seamless integration, diba? So I think with the announcement of this one, and you mentioned the aesthetic changes, it's not too far-fetched to say probably there are new devices such as tablets and phones that could follow this announcement. It's just a guess. That's just me.
That's true. I think Windows Surface, despite not, parang, I mean, di naman ako looking for Windows devices, but I hear a lot of good reviews about the Windows Surface, diba, which is more of a laptop tablet hybrid. So I think yun nga yung ano eh, yung the direction where the industry as a whole is going. Kasi even speaking for the side of Mac OS, Big Sur really is focused towards the same direction then actually. Diba, I'm using a Mac now and a lot, although it, to be honest, it feels the same, pero I could find features na that I think would work well on a tablet, or at least mas nagiging unified ng experience. Like there's a widget drawer na from on the Mac OS, which is dati pang iOS lang siya, or iPad OS. So now Apple has an iPad OS, which is sort of like a bridge na eh from the mobile. Actually, it feels like the mobile really was the anchor, or parang linchpin ba ang term? Parang it's not like yung desktop tinatry gawin sa mobile. It's more of yung mobile inaabot na nung desktop eh, I would say. Parang ganun na yung feeling ng mga OS ngayon. So I think ganun na rin nga talaga yung direction ng industries or ng devices. So Windows is going towards that direction. Actually, when you mentioned na ito nga yung value proposition of Windows, which is the unified experience, if you look at the list of changes na in-announce nila, I guess baka yun pa lang yung kino-communicate nila ngayon. Pero yun talaga yung direction eh. Like multitasking, which is a challenge with tablets then as well, diba? Is a focus here on Windows 11. And yeah, the UI will definitely support that. So I centered siya. Justified.
Ayun. So I think we can talk about UI changes eh, kasi ang dami talaga. But for me, another change that I saw and close to my heart, it's according to them, you can now natively run Android apps. So first thing that came to mind is bye-bye BlueStacks.
Yeah, actually.
Diba? Bye-bye BlueStacks. I don't know how extensive. They didn't detail it too much, but if they can really run Android apps natively, then I think this is really a game changer. Kasi, admittedly, right, there are the reason why we have, or at least for me, the reason I still use a laptop and my phone is really beside it, it's because entertainment and productivity-wise, iba-iba yung apps ko for nasa laptop, and iba rin yung apps ko sa phone. And since ako, I am an Android user, the thought of running some of my apps in my laptop is, I think, I don't know if it's a game changer or it's something I will dread. So hindi pa ako decided. Kasi like kunyari, I think personally, instead of using yung mga mobile only products like some of our mobile banking, iba kasi yung feel na going to the website, logging in versus just opening the app, right? Mm, to yeah. me, I think that's a game changer. If I can open mobile banking mobile apps through my laptop instead of my phone. Kasi it kesa sa kuhunin ko pa yung mga phone, di ba? Tapos maybe although yun yung I think it's on the good side, but there are some negative, parang hindi ko alam kung magugustuhan ko, like for example yung mga mobile app games, the Android games that we play. So hindi ko alam if it's a good thing that I can run it on my laptop.
Yeah.
Ayun. Well, so imagine Pokemon Go, di ba? Yeah. Sa laptop. It's running natively. So actually, I don't know how to feel about that.
Actually, not necessarily naman ata i-allow nila eh. I mean, based on what happened with iOS, because ngayon nga, the new M1 Max could run the native, the iOS native apps on the M1 Max. Pero hindi nila inaallow lahat ng apps in the App Store. Eh, na kasi you can access the App Store na through your M1 Mac. Pero hindi mo pa rin ma-download just because pwede. Unless i-allow nung developers. Diba? So maybe that's something that will happen. Pero something that came to mind when you mentioned yun nga, the Android and Windows. Kasi it feels like there's competition there, or like it feels weird because I think the problem is Windows, but they're not really in the mobile game, I would say. Almost non-existent yata, or dati wala eh. Pero Android naman, wala naman siyang desktop, although they've been trying din, diba? So hindi pa nila nako-cross yung each other's moat to an extent. Pero diba, parang now it seems like they're cooperating, but it feels like there's gonna be conflict there down the line, diba? Especially with yung unifying the experience. Kasi siguro my take on it is I think tama yung directions nga, or in the perspective of the consumer, it's only good na unified yung experience. So kapag unified yung experience, we can seamlessly transfer between or switch between devices. So kunyari, your YouTube nga, I think I've mentioned this before na, YouTube video mo na pinapanood mo sa phone mo po, like an ideal scenario is pwede mo nang ituloy yung video sa laptop mo, which you can't do now, di ba? And it's more of like niloload mo pa eh. May friction pa rin to a degree. Pero like an ideal thing is malilipat mo na yung instance. Although now there's like remote play, pero that's not really the same instance of the application, di ba? It's more of sinestream niya lang dun. Pero if that's gonna happen, how will they do it considering na Windows and then Google? Typically, diba, they use the same chipset, which is medyo technical na siya. Kaya Android apps could run within the Windows system. Pero when they do that, I think magiging challenging yun kasi there's some conflict there, I would say.
Yeah, although I think I need to clarify things, no? Windows 11, at least their official marketing is they can run Android apps, but to your point, yeah, may conflict siya. And I think that conflict is sound kasi yung Android apps mo is not really coming from Google per se. It's coming from Amazon. It's coming from Amazon. So it's not really from Google. So like you said, it's not all of the apps that we're accustomed to. Maybe some of the apps, right? But the reason I said what I said, it's because, syempre, ngayon, di ba? The only place you can really find your Android apps is through the Play Store. And I don't think there is enough incentive right now to publish it in Amazon's App Store. And I'm sure they have their own policies, their standards. But I feel that this push of Windows to allow Android apps natively to run, may it be through the Amazon App Store, na I think some people don't even know existed. You can that you can get Android apps there, but I feel this is a nudge in that direction that allows, or that incentivizes rather, that incentivizes people or developers to publish their apps not just in the Play Store but in the Amazon Android App Store din. I don't know what's officially called, but ayun, I feel that in a step in that direction. And if I were to forecast or guess, parang I feel kasi na pag pinayagan mo sa Amazon Android, parang it's just one collaboration away from really getting it from Google, 'di ba? Or kunyari, right now you're getting it from Amazon, then maybe for the next iterations you get it from Samsung store if you're Samsung, you have a Samsung laptop, or a Huawei app store if your device is Huawei, kasi 'di ba may mga Android apps eh.
Yeah.
Parang feeling ko it's just parang konting kembot na lang, andun ka na, tapos eventually you'll just get to Google. I'm just guessing.
What's naisip ko, kasi when you get a new Android phone, it's usually cluttered with bloatware. Diba? Feeling ko, there's a chance na ganun yung mangyayari. Like, if you get like an Asus laptop, there will be some bloatware there na Asus apps or whatever, MSI apps, diba? Pero like, very minimal siya. Pero pag sa phones, laging punong-puno, like, yung home screen mo, diba? Super daming apps and then annoying siya. Although, I like the attempt. Pero, to be honest, it doesn't sell it. Like, I don't feel like there's use. I've never used one. I've never heard someone use it. Although, this is anecdotal. I don't have the data, pero, diba? They're called bloatware for a reason.
Pero, yeah, I mean, the first thing you do is uninstall them if you can, right? Disable them if you can't.
Sometimes you can't, diba?
Disable na lang. But yeah, I hear you. Ayun. So, let's see where where it takes them. Kasi, admittedly, diba, ang Microsoft, meron din naman sila yung Microsoft Store. So, it's like Steam, I guess?
Yeah.
A more casual version of Steam. Kasi meron ding mga casual games eh. Like yung mga galing Half-Brick, but it's Windows native. It's not Android. But let's see kung what's the direction they're heading. Another feature na nakita ako is yung communication is now embedded. Yeah. So what they're advocating for and endorsing is Microsoft Teams.
Yeah.
Diba? Ang my first question once was when I heard about it. Syempre, my initial thoughts was okay. I no longer have to download it, or maybe notifications and using the app is now more seamless than ever. Pero ang unang question ko is why not Skype? Kasi the reason I ask, it's because MS Teams, it's usually business centric. Eh.
Yeah.
This is the communications for corporations to talk to one another, right? Ito yung ginagamit ng businesses. And if I remember my history, Microsoft bought Skype for around $7 to $8 billion for this exact purpose, communication. Yun lang. And it's alive now. And if I'm not mistaken, ito yung that really kicked the door down in terms of video communications, eh. Right? Yeah. It's Skype, one in the forefront. So yun lang. Na curious lang ako, why not Skype?
Yeah, but actually, I was thinking about the corporate thing, and I think mostly because yun na yung business model ng Windows. I guess this is a sort of a late appreciation for me because before I try to compare it as a consumer lang, Pero if you think about it or you delve deeper, Windows pala is more of a B2B company. Like, they focus more on the business to business and whole system solutions, diba? So I think even the unified experience of hybrid laptops and tablets and laptops and desktops, I think works really well for that customer type, diba? You can just bring your Windows Surface for, diba, from work na issued ng work mo, and then everything's there, and then it's very seamless. So, and given that everything's going remote ngayon, I guess the reason why, I would say, or this is my guess, na why Windows bought Skype and not use it, was just to probably eliminate part of the competition and probably get the technology and the expertise, you know, which is, I think, is sort of similar with what Facebook did with WhatsApp. I mean, WhatsApp is still alive, pero comparing it to Messenger, sobrang mas nag-evolve yung Messenger continuously versus WhatsApp, di ba? Pero they bought it. Baka they just got the expertise there. Actually, nakakatawa kasi na-remind ako of yung there's this college humor sketch on YouTube where the CEO of a certain company speaks to, or like makes an ad that tries to speak to the customers. And meron isang sketch doon, yung Skype CEO. Tapos nagagalit siya kasi bakit daw Zoom na yung ginagamit ngayon? What happened? Okay, sinasabi niya. Like, everything started with Skype, and then when the pandemic hit, everyone was using Zoom instead of Skype. So, wala lang, na-remind lang. And now it's happening with Windows Teams or Microsoft Teams, sorry. But I think Microsoft Teams kasi it makes more sense kapag everything's there na, like sort of like Google Suite din, diba? Yung integrated yung apps, and then there's like sort of a dashboard already, which I think is really nice pagka ganun ka. Siguro experience ko with the Google Calendar and Google Suite, parang it's very, you know, I guess unified. Like, kanina pala din sinasabi yun, pero the experience is unified. Everything feels familiar. And then, kunyari, you schedule a meeting on Google Calendar, you can create a online call agad, or remote call, video call in the calendar itself. So, integrated na siya. And then, that's just what's gonna happen with Microsoft Teams. Para siguro wala na siyang like or wala nang change for the user, diba?
Yeah. Well, I agree with the Microsoft thing. Kasi I guess a bit of a history about myself. I was part of the Microsoft community before. And that's for me personally, that's really the biggest challenge of Microsoft. Especially if you compare it to Google. I think the reason why people in general, they tend to love Google more and stick with Google products more, it's because for me, Google, and I think it's more of an observation, but Google started more of a business to consumer model.
Yeah.
Then yung offerings nila like Gmail, the calendar that you love so much, and yung mga Google Docs. Yung mga suite of products nila, it's really geared more towards normal, regular consumers. Na here's a document creator with simple features that you will use. Just use it to your heart's content.
Yeah.
Then when the cloud revolution came in, that's the time where they expanded to businesses. Na okay, here's Google Suites for your business. Diba? Kaya I heard, and this is anecdotal, I heard some people, I'm going to use the term complain. Na complain about why would I pay around 100, di ma 100, around $20 or around 20 USD for Gmail. So dun ko siya unang narinig. Natawag ko bayad 1,000 pesos para mag-Gmail, para mag mag Google Calendar para mag Google Hangouts, di ba? But of course, that's a very shallow way of looking at it kasi, di ba, there are more offerings. But compared to Microsoft na, they're more of a business-centric company. Talagang they sell Microsoft Office to companies. Ito, gamitin nyo for employees. Maggawa kayo ng PowerPoint presentations. Tapos, tsaka sila nagbenta to the consumer. So, syempre, yung consumer naman, parang, mahal. I think that's the biggest complaint, eh, di ba? Mahal. Can you offer it for free? Tapos, laging kinocompare kasi sa Google. So, I think that was a hard sell at that point. So, if Microsoft is really going into the, or being more consumer or retail-centric, then I think, I hope they, to your term, they unify the experience. Kasi right now, it's not, it's unlike Google. But the point there is, ano, I sincerely hope that Microsoft is able to your term, unify the experience of, ano, of Windows 11 for all their apps.
Actually, that's, it's really interesting to talk, to like see Windows in that lens. Kasi parang thinking about it, they were like the original or the first player within the space, diba? Like sila yung nauna. So, siguro thinking about how the market was before, yung mga companies lang naman could afford the operating, the computers initially, diba? Kasi mahal pa yung computers before. So, they've been staying within that space. And then here are the new players who sort of started with the consumers kasi yun yung nag-emerge na market eh. Nag-emerge na, I guess, customer type or you know, business type na. Hindi na siya customer type. And then, yun yung tinarget nila. And then eventually, yun na yung pinipili ng tao. Like, even the new companies, di ba? I mean, I think the very traditional ones or the old ones or FMCGs or yung mga old corporates would use Windows. Pero like the new and young companies would default to things like Google and yung mga new apps na because they have like sanay na sila before or nagamit nila as individuals and then there's no learning curve with their employees anymore or with the people. Kasi it's not easy to just, diba, use a system or like use these applications, especially if dedicated sila. So, if sanay na sila, like kasi ginagamit nila Google Docs and Google Sheets and all that stuff, kasi from their individual experience, yun na yung nagiging default for the new players. Diba?
True. Ayun. So, inang naman. So I just hope yung Microsoft Teams it makes sense kasi well parang para sa akin just an internal thought na kausap mo family mo pero yung app na ginagamit mo Teams.
Yun lang. Parang, I guess there's an emotional thing about it then, 'di ba? Kasi yeah, actually that's cool kasi I've been rereading about jobs to be done, if you're familiar. So, jobs to be done theory. Medyo technical siya and dirty, pero it talks about viewing products as parang hinahire mo yung products to get your job done. So, if you're using Microsoft Teams, you're trying to get your job at work done. Diba? But if you're using like Zoom or say Messenger, it's a different job, which is trying to connect with your family and friends. So yeah. That's the like the view, how you view it, or that's a way to view yung mga how products are used. And different siya, I guess, yun nga, if you use Microsoft Teams for talking to your friends and family para wait, na kikita ba ito ng boss ko or ng company ko? There's that feeling eh, di ba?
Parang so, ano lang din eh, ang weird. Teams, tap, parang atara, teams tayo. Tapos kausap mo family. Wala lang, parang, I just really find it weird, the new pangalan.
Yeah. Actually, na-remind din pala ako of, like, the difference between the buyer, yung buyer mismo. Kasi, like, when you're talking to companies, diba, they buy for the company, or like, there's a buyer for the company. But, the purchasing decision is not made by the user, like the end user. Pero kapag like Google Docs or Google, or yung mga apps, like even Instagram, say, sabihin mo, may social media yung company nyo. Yung, I guess kasi different yung nagde-decide. Like, as, kunyari, gagamit ako na for my own company. Yung decision ko to use like Google Docs, well, easily it's cheaper. Pero kasi sanay na nga ako doon, and I'm the user myself. So the decision is influenced by my experience with Google Docs versus kunyari yung company naman, na yung bibili sa company. Diba? Parang ang isipin niya naman, what makes sense na for 1,000 units of this software or 1,000 users. So kung mas maganda yung deal na yun, yun yung decision niya. So he will go with like Microsoft Teams, parang gano'n. I guess yun lang yung mga hindi natin easily naiisip, di ba, with these type of things. Yeah. Yeah. Yun pala, Kev. Yung another thing with Windows 11 is a bit of focus daw. I'm not sure if it's like a bit of focus, pero a focus on gaming eh. Parang they're saying that there will be a bigger focus on gaming, and tatanggalin na yung Xbox app nila, Windows 10 Xbox app, and gagawin na siyang Game Pass app, which is sort of a subscription service for what do you call this, for games na ng Xbox. And apparently it's very cheap. I have a friend who talked to me about it, and parang the first couple of months is $1 lang, and you get access to a whole library of games, and then mag-increase na yung prices niya. Mag-increase naman yung prices niya eventually. Maybe it's just a onboarding thing. Pero I guess that's one direction that Windows 11 is going. So
Yeah, agree. I think din kasi they're really beefing up their gaming arm. Kasi syempre worldwide ano pa rin naman eh, it's really Sony that's dominating the gaming market. Tapos with the syempre a little bit of gaming news, Microsoft has been busy acquiring studios. Like Bethesda, so Fallout, yung gumawa ng Fallout games, ano na siya, it's gonna be exclusively to Microsoft. Ayun. So I think ano rin, it makes sense that they did it. I think they're also trying to reduce the delineation between Xbox, gaming in Xbox versus gaming using your PC. Syempre, ibang usapan pa rin yung game sa Steam, di ba? PC Master Race, di ba? Mga ganun. Iba pa rin siya, but I think, ano rin, and it makes sense kasi they're one company, eh. Di ba? Whether you, I think, or what I'm guessing they're going for is whether you're gaming on their console or gaming on their on PC, minimal na lang yung friction when switching between the two. Tapos I'm assuming minimal na rin yung spend, since nabanggit mo nga napalitan nila yung ano, parang at least they enhanced the application that runs it.
So yeah, I think that's a really good direction for Windows and Xbox to go, kasi that's a unique or let's a competitive advantage that they have with, diba? Like PC gaming is still very much alive, Xbox isn't, I mean, compared to Sony, so might as well like have PC help Xbox a little bit, diba? Like kung ano man yung i-release sa Xbox na games could be played on the PC, which is essentially usually naman pwede, or like may pwede naman talaga siya, but like unifying that nga, or like making it more seamless, is something that they could only do. They were like, no one else has that combination of PC and console. So that's a unique, ano, experience na they could offer. Maybe nga, well, maybe they could have something like a Switch kasi, di ba, the Switch, yung offering niya is console and then yeah, pwede mo siyang i-dock. Pero in this case, pwede siguro silang magka-handheld and then pwede mong i-ano. Bagay, kasi parang medyo weird lang for me na siguro yung experience of playing on a console and a PC is sort of similar. Baka just capture, or parang siguro what they're trying to do is combine that market nga. Pero there's a potential din na something like handheld console, like a mobile. Or I guess yun nga, I mean the tablet experience, baka magsa-stretch out siya dun. So you can play your games on your Windows Surface na hybrid, and then pwede ka mag-switch to your Xbox seamlessly, which is like parang magandang ano experience din, 'di ba? Like hindi mo magagawa yeah before yan.
Yeah, bagay. And I think ano rin, since gumaganda na rin naman yung mga games sa tablets, right? So I think it's just if it's a matter of when, not if. So yeah, good point. Good point.
Actually, there's another one here na list down ko, which is we mentioned multitasking pala already. Pero touch improvements, I guess it's just more of the going solidifying that ano nga eh, like selling point or value proposition of the unified experience, improving the usability nga daw, like bigger touch targets and improving gestures na rin for touch input. I think that's just a step towards the same direction naman, di ba? Yeah, I think pretty much yun naman na yung so far what they've been communicating for me or nakita ko from Windows. Is there anything else na nakalimutan ko, Kev? Or
for me, for me, feeling ko ma-appreciate pa rin to. Yung pag mag-multi-screen, yung gagamit ka na external ng external monitor. So, ang na-appreciate ko is, and yung, so this, I think this was the segment that resonated with me more, or at least the most during their showcase. Nung, ever since gumagamit ng monitor, di ba? Pag parang nasagi mo lang na disconnect, right? Tapos ang ganda-ganda na layout mo sa both screens. Pag natanggal siya, yung layout mo sa laptop mo, nasisira siya kasi lahat dyan na pupunta.
Ika-cram
niya. All of your spreadsheets, all of your windows, anything open, ika-cram niya eh. Then okay, you're gonna go through the hassle of connecting it again,
rearranging
it again, di ba? Ang na-appreciate ko dun sa presentation was, according to them, Windows 11 is smart enough to one to not cram everything and ruin your layout if your external monitor is disconnected. Secondly, if you connect the monitor again, yung layout mo sa second screen or yung external display, it will be as is. Yung na-appreciate ko.
Yeah, actually.
So yung parang, I think, I don't know if a lot of people can appreciate it eh. Kasi I'm sure the majority of PC users is still a one-screen person, right? Mm. Yung screen ng desktops nila and screen ng laptops nila. But for most, or at least for all multitaskers or two-screen users, right? Like you and me and everyone else that we know who's usually multitasking. It's gonna be a big sell. I think it's that's a really good selling point. And I think it's one I personally didn't think that's possible, or I didn't know I wanted it up until nung pinakita nila sa akin. Yeah. Yun lang yung thoughts ko doon na parang, oh nga no, pwede pala yan. I want that.
Yeah. Actually, it's a quality of life improvement. Pero sobrang maganda siya. Siguro, ito lang yung one of the unique moments when Mac users or Apple people like me could say na, matagal na kaming may ganyan eh. Kasi usually,
Ah, talaga? Talaga ba? Yan, hindi ko alam.
Yeah. Hindi naman as accurate, pero for the most part, kasi the way, with Mac kasi usually may desktops siya. So, kunwari, final screen mo yung isang app, nagkakaroon ng maraming instances ng desktop mo. So, when I connect my external monitor, yung mga apps na dati, kunwari, nandun na, or yung mga Windows or desktops ko na nandun na, naaalala niya naman. So, it's like, it's there na. I mean, it's smart enough to do that. And even, kunwari, kasi yung setup ko at home and yung setup ko sa office is a bit different kung paano ko naka-arrange yung monitor. Naalala niya rin yun. So, hindi ko na kailangang ayusin ulit yung layout ng dalawang monitors para seamless yung pag-move ng mouse mo. So, naalala niya naman yan. So, yeah. One of those unique moments. Oh my, ganyan na kami dati pa.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Oo nga, isa yun sa mga wins nyo. Meron kami yun dati. Kasi usually, Android. Ang Android users yung nagsasabi nun. Yeah. I think the last for me is ano lang, it's more of a PSA na since Windows 11 is slated to be launched around October of this year and the preview is out for those who want to yung mga early adopters usually. So the preview is out but the actual release is in October. Meron silang sinasabi and I'm not very savvy in this area. It's a hardware component called TPM. TPM 2.0. So it's a hard requirement of my Windows 11 in order for you to run it. Basically what this does is it's like a chip for cryptographic security. So for security purposes siya, encryption ganun. I'm not really savvy in this. But it's a hard requirement of Windows 11. So apparently there are some laptops even desktops by na from what I'm seeing in Reddit may mga 2015, 2016, even 2017 laptops baka or yung mga chipset back then na ginawa doon baka hindi pwedeng mag-run ng Windows 11 sa kanila. It's because of this requirement. So if yeah, kaya nga, marami ako nakikita sa Reddit na let's say bumili sila nung parang newly bought 1 year, 2 years pero yung chipset nila it's from around 2017 tapos na lumabas daw yung news. So you're telling me I cannot upgrade to the latest version of Windows because they lack a certain hardware component. So what I can say about it is kaya siya PSA is you can check it out. I think there are articles online. So hindi ko rin alam kung paano hanapin sa ano, 'di ba? Sa Windows, but there are articles online in suggesting how to know whether you're eligible for Windows 11 or not.
That's I'm surprised that Windows is going towards that direction then. Like ginagawa rin nila yung tactic na yun. Because, diba, parang it's always been, hindi naman nag-phase out si Windows. That's something that Mac is pretty, you know, like, I don't think naman ganun, to be honest. Pero, minsan sinasabi na ganun siya, na phase out. Pero, that's surprising lang din, na ginawa nila yan.
Yeah. I mean, I see your point. I mean, I hear you. Baka rin kasi it's something about the new operating system. I mean, encryption, alam mo naman ngayon, di ba? Encryption in for cyber security is really big. It's not just a problem of businesses anymore. It's now trickling down to be a consumer-related concern.
Problem. Yeah.
Maybe this component, I don't know if maybe some of our listeners can enlighten me. Or enlighten Abel and I about this particular component, yung TPM 2.0 na sinasabi nila. But yeah, just something to watch out for when trying to upgrade to Windows 11. See, it's free. right? It's free. I don't think people lose anything out if it's anything like the free upgrade of Windows 10. If you don't like it, you can just revert back to an old version of Windows. Like, I think it was Windows 7, if I'm not mistaken. Magre-revert back to Windows 7. So, ayun, something to watch out for, I guess.
Yeah. Ano, free nga pala yung Windows 10 and then you can revert back. Which was weird kasi I remember parang ino-notify kanya na that there's a time limit if you want to revert back. Yeah. Medyo, ano lang, memory lang, naalala ko lang.
Yeah. Okay. Baka daw kasi maraming magreklamo eh, na pangit nito. So sige, revert ka na lang, okay lang.
Hindi pa sila sure. Testing the waters.
Okay lang, eventually mag-upgrade ka din.
I guess so. I mean, at least they're aware na there's the risk of that. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me about Windows 11. Any closing thoughts or final thoughts about this initial, I guess, a marketing launch of Windows 11, Kev?
Sige. Joke. It's more of an inside joke. Kasi, di ba, I was part of the Microsoft community before when Windows 8 and Windows 10 was launched. So back then, the marketing campaign for Windows 10 is, I think, the last version of Windows you'll ever need. Kasi, I think they were going the Mac OS route na we'll just give you major upgrades to the to the OS. But it's still gonna be Windows 10. Tapos, nung may nag-leak, haka-haka na, oh, what? So is there gonna be a new version of Windows? So I have some friends who kinda parang jokingly apologized on social media. Sorry guys, wala pa lang forever sa Windows 10. So mga ganun, mga those kinds of conversations. So I think for me, it was just fun to look back at, but I think I understand why they quote-unquote went back on their word and launched Windows 11. But yun lang. So that's one point. Second is, I love the term yung ginatawag niya, glass morphism. So, glass meron morphism. Na akong, meron na akong parang buzzword na or tech term na pwedeng gamitin. Ah, parang de-design. Baka glass morphism pwede.
para updated sa Windows 11. Para
updated ako eh. Mas ano pa? New morphism?
Oh, that's how you pronounce it. Neomorphism. Just Google it.
Ayun. So, yun yung ano ko, key takeaways ko for ano for this conversation of ours, Abel. Ikaw ba may add ka pa?
Yeah, I mean, siguro taking a look at where Windows is going, kasi I had this I'm not sure if where I heard this, pero the trend with the industry, I would say, being a product person, has been going towards services. Siguro in the past 10 years or 15 years, and for the most part of my career, that when you buy digital, not digital products, computer products, the consideration has always been on the specs. Anong specs niyan, diba? Ganun. I think now, the value, parang the chunk of the value is shifting towards, yun, definitely software and services. So, diba, parang unified experience. So, nandun na yung value na bibilin mo. Parang our consideration as consumers in the near future would be, is this app or is this device gonna allow me to interface well with my other devices? Parang ganun. I think scary and exciting siya at the same time kasi pwede ka matrap within ecosystems. Malilimit yung ano mo, yung choices mo. Pero the quality of life and the ease of use will definitely be better. Pero yun nga, parang at some point baka it's gonna be okay, mag-Apple ba ako na ecosystem or mag-Windows na ecosystem. Pero yeah, I think ang exciting for me is service, nasa service layer na tayo. Like, nandun na, hindi na siya about the hardware. I think now, it's still a thing, pero if you think about it, yung mga devices na high specs are getting cheaper and cheaper. Like, yung mga Poco phone, di ba? Like, yeah. It's like 15,000 pesos for Samsung's high-end model specs. So, di ba? Kasi it can run the same software. So, if anything, where Windows 11 is going is just confirming my idea of that or my thought of that.
Agree.
So, dapat next time, tuloy yung mga experience natin with apps is the same na. Or like, tuloy-tuloy na lang. Yun nga yung dream ko eh. Like, yung YouTube, yung pinapanood ko sa phone ko, mapapanood ko na sa laptop ko dire-diretso. Diba? Pag tagal, madedetect niya na lumipat ka sa laptop mo. Tapos doon na magpa-play. Futuristic.
Bakit parang side comment lang. Mm. Yung parang yung value proposition is it parang it's deja vu on my end kasi parang if I don't know it feels like there was a company who tried to build a laptop with a modular tablet or a modular phone na parang built-in na parang huhugutin mo na lang or something.
Yeah, nagkaganon yung Motorola before. It was a concept, 'di ba? Like yung pwede mong palitan yung mga hardware niya.
Hindi. It's hindi yung hindi yung papalitan yung hardware. It's for example, it's a laptop. Tapos, sa likod ng screen ng laptop mo, parang may phone doon na pwede mo idikit yung phone doon na pag na yung ginagawa mo sa laptop, pag hinugot mo yung phone na yun, mapupunta doon. Di ko alam if I'm dreaming, but I...
Parang nakita ko nga rin yun.
I vaguely remember something like that. Sure. Anyway, sige, harapin natin after
I'm
the
not,
ano.
I'm not sure if Razer phone yun eh. Na mag-interface siya with the Razer blade. No, sigurado. Anyway, before we fall into that, thanks Kev for the wonderful conversation. I mean, exciting naman yung Windows 11, although hindi naman ako Windows user, pero hopefully in the future, di ba, magamit ko rin siya.
Ikaw yung nasa the Apple ecosystem. Ako, Windows PC pa lang eh. Wala pa kami ecosystem. I mean, to your point, I'm not gonna be surprised if they go into that space, but I think it will take them a bit more time compared to Apple. So parang I'm still a skeptic on that end if they can really pull it off, yung the ecosystem play. So let's see. Thank you then, Abel, kasi I learned a lot, right? Especially glass morphism. Gagamitin ko yan sa mga meeting. Ang poser nung dating eh. No? Glass morphism, yun lang alam eh. Pag tinanong, ano yun? Maganda yan. Ganun lang na sagot.
Google mo.
Google mo. I'm poser. But anyway, I learned a lot. And as usual, it's an engaging conversation. It's also a reason why nung lumabas talaga, it really reminded me of you and what you do. And I think it's a good conversation piece here in Digital Show, Mike. Kasi I really fear there's a lot to unpack. I mean, we went around Windows, went to Google, Mac, diba? Tas circled back. But I assume marami tayong pag-uusapan and we did. So thank you for that. So with that said, Abel, where can our listeners find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn at Abel Maningas or Abel Ros Maningas, sorry. Just look for Works in 10 and 11 Design. Or they can find me on Instagram as well at Abel Maningas or on Clubhouse. That's it. Where can they find you, Kev?
They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. Look for Scale Up Solutions or Enterprise Architect as the title. So, Chinese guy. wala akong logo na parang kay Abel eh. So just look for Scale Up Solutions and you'll find me.
All right, for our listeners, thank you for listening again. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or anywhere that you get your podcast fix. We upload episodes every other Monday, so don't forget to share it with your friends if you enjoyed this episode. You can review our other episodes.
You can also reach us at our Digital Shomai Facebook page. So we also upload our episodes there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to reach us at our channels and suggest episodes and give us some Shomai trivia kasi nagre-reklamo na si Kev. So thanks again for listening and hope you have a great day. All right, bye.
Hindi sa reklamo. It's an observation. But bye.
Bye.